producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah. Great idea. 855-993-7569. And that's what Zach has done. So I'm not going to chat you guys up at all. I'm just going to go directly to Zach because he called, and that's how we do it. So, Zach, hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
My pleasure. How can I help you, sir?
I have a question about how to deal with my divorced parents.
Okay.
My question is, what do I do to get myself out of the middle? They've been divorced for, almost 10 years now, but I still just today find myself going in between the two of them about, like, a student loan I have out, and, like, it just got very ugly and complicated very quickly, and I don't know how to get out of the middle.
Okay. Can you give me, certainly, as you know, it's not an uncommon position, but it doesn't make it suck a whole lot less just to know other people have been there. All right, tell me the latest of the wars going on.
Well, my mom called me that she was getting calls about the loan, and so I said, okay, why don't you email my dad about it, because the two of them have been handling it since it was taken out. And she said, I already emailed him, and I was like, oh, okay. So I called my dad, who, they don't talk, and my dad's thing has always been like, well, if she would just reach out to me, then I would. So I called him, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And he started with, well, I thought you weren't getting in the middle. And I was like, well, I kind of have to now because it's my credit and all this stuff. So he said, well, I would have responded, but her tone wasn't nice. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to deal with any of this. And then he forwarded me her email. Sorry.
All right. What is the understanding between your mom and dad with respect to the loan?
I don't know that they have one.
All right. How much is the loan?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
How come?
It's never been something. It was something that was done. Like I didn't. They worked it out themselves, and then they've been handling it. So I've.
All right. So wait a minute. All right. How old is the loan?
Oh, a good. Almost 8, 9, 10 years, something like that.
All right. So this was one that they signed for it, or they took it out in their name. Tell me a little bit about the mechanics of the loan, if you can.
I believe my mom took it out with Sallie Mae, and I may have authorized it at some point. It was
okay, honey. Let me just start with the most difficult part, because the problem is you don't actually know what's going on here. And if you knew, then you could deal with each of them separately and not ask them to deal with one another. But because you don't know, that's the beginning. I mean, look, you and I know that if you won the lottery tomorrow and you could pay off the loan, the issue would go away. That's unlikely to happen, but you at least need to know the particulars. So here's what I would do. I would go to your mom and your dad, and you, if you're going to send them the same email, at least don't CC the other one on it, because they're clearly at war, and they will use anything to kind of lob a grenade into the enemy camp. Do you have brothers and sisters as well?
I have a twin brother and then a 5-year-old half-brother.
Okay, well, the 5-year-old half-brother is probably not nearly the political sort of trump card that they have. And I don't know how much your brother gets involved in this or not, but let's just focus on you at this moment. You need to find out specifically how much the loan is, how much is owed on it, because then let's say that you owe, you know, I can just make up some figures. Let's say that you owe $1,000 at this moment, okay, at 3%. Well, at 3%, presumably you can get a better rate than that someplace. And saying to your mom or your dad, look, you guys are great parents. I'm willing to take this over. Or, look, if you'll give me some, instead of giving me something I don't want for Christmas or my birthday, if you'll each give me cash, I'll take over the remainder of the loan. Or, you know, I mean, at least you'll know what the particulars are. At this moment, you don't know. You don't know if it's a lot of money. You don't know if it's a little money. You don't know what the interest rate is. You don't know what the conditions are. You don't know what their deal is. And you may never know specifically what their deal is, although you may be able to. But part of it is that you're still getting treated like a chess piece in a really nasty game because you still are essentially functioning as a child in this particular situation. Because it's a debt that basically involves you and you know nothing about it. So yeah. Believe it or not, the best way to say to both to warring parents that you're going to have the rest of your life and probably the rest of their life, because even when they're gone, your mother never. So just their demise is probably not going to stop this, believe it or not. So you might as well sort of take a major leap into adulthood by at least knowing what the situation is, because it'll give you a little bit more information with which to negotiate. If it's a lot of money, then you can say to them, can you tell me what the conditions are? Because you just don't know anything at this moment, which means essentially you're functioning as a child, which means they will function as the warring parents. The only way to really stop that, I mean, in theory, you could say, look, you could ignore it, except it's your credit rating.
Right.
Because somewhere your signature is on that loan. So
right.
In order to avoid Armageddon on several different levels, not only on your credit score, but on your dealing with them and your stomach acid and, you know, all sorts of other things, you have to know what the deal is. So you need to get in touch with whomever you think has the most information. Or, as I said, you can get in touch with both of them, but don't send the same email. You can send the same email to both, but you can't CC the other one. Or you can't have it as part of you send it to both of them, because they'll just go to war with you. Or your father said, or your mother said, you need to know exactly what the dollar amount remaining, what it was originally, what it remains, what the interest rate is, and what the conditions are. And then what we can do is I can help you sort of figure out what you want to do about it, and you can present, for example, a proposal to either of them saying, look, I know you guys have been great about this, and I propose that we divide it into three parts, or that, and then once we know what we're dealing with, we know how to deal with it. But until then, it's just going to be, well, he said, well, you how come you never, and you just don't have any idea what you're dealing with here. So that's what you're going to have to do first. Then
okay.
I can give you some general idea about how to, for example, negotiate the holidays or, visits to, are you single or married at this moment?
Married.
Do you have kids yet?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you, this is really important to negotiate before you have kids, because if you think it's difficult now, once you've got grandkids, it escalates everything. So it's really important to get this done now. And the place to start is with the specifics about the loan. And then I can help you deal with, how we deal with each other. Because part of it is you just are going to have to put on, from their point of view, your big boy pants. And to know nothing about a loan that concerns you makes you a child in their eyes. And if you're a child in their eyes, then it's, well, who do you love best? And that's not going to work for you. It's not going to work for them. So in this particular case, the good news is there's information to gain. And once you have that information, if you can call me back, we can figure out how to negotiate it. But that's the 800-pound gorilla here. I mean, there are other issues, but we can't negotiate any of them till you know what you're really talking about. And then we can negotiate everything else.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So, and you're going to have to a phone call is not a bad idea. And I think you have to go into it saying, listen, you guys have been great about this, or you don't even have to say you guys, mom, you've been great about this, or dad, you've been great about this. I just feel like, I've been a little bit irresponsible, and I have no idea what the conditions are here. I have no idea what the actual value of the loan is at this moment. And so you're going to present it, which may mean them sort of getting angry with you and saying, well, you have to take it over, which you should worry a little bit less about, because presumably their names are on it as well. And so it's not only wrecking your credit, it's wrecking theirs. And my guess is that this, you can see there's so many factors here, not only their antipathy, but their frustration about, well, how come we're paying for this, and how come he's married, and, how come he's going on a vacation when we still... There's so many issues, so you have to find out the particulars here.
Okay.
All right, and then I promise you I will help you negotiate it. All right?
Okay.
Which doesn't necessarily... I know your stomach is thinking, she's going to make me take over the whole damn loan. Not necessarily.
No, I'd rather do that than deal with them, to be perfectly honest.
Well, yeah, and it may... And you got to find out. So find out as quickly as you can. I'll help you deal with it, I promise. All righty?
Deal.
You got it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Betty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Betty?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I have listened to you for a number of years now. Gosh, over that, going on over 10 years. And this is the first time that I've ever called. But I had a situation that upset me, and I just wanted to get your advice on it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Gosh, I don't know how much detail you want. I'll just kind of give you the short version of it. Basically, I had a very good friend, a friend who had been a friend to me, I think, for about 17 years. And about 5 years ago, I need to add this in, too. I was going through a very difficult time in my life at that time as well. But she called me and wanted to meet me for lunch. And when she met me for lunch, she basically asked if she could move in with me. And at the time, I said no. What she was describing sounded to me like it was just like minor marital problems. And the whole time I'd known her, I was really shocked because the whole time that I knew her, she was basically always saying real positive things about her marriage and real positive things about mm-hmm. her husband. And so I just, I just said no, I didn't think it would be a good idea, and I wasn't really honest with her the reason why. Well, now,
if you were being honest with her, what would you have said?
If I was being honest with her, I would have said that I think that from everything you've told me, you've always had a good marriage. Your husband has always been very good to you. And she had, I probably don't even want to go into that. And I just kind of thought she was kind of going through like a midlife crisis kind of thing.
Was she having an affair?
Not that I know of, but I think if she was, she would not have told me, but just some of the things she was doing was kind of making me think that, she had recently lost a whole lot of weight and was feeling really good about herself, and it changed completely from what she was saying about her husband to what she was now saying. And so instead of being honest and just saying, I think that things are good for you, you have a good marriage, work hard to try to keep it together, because I was just coming out of a bad divorce.
Yeah, I think, I think you were wise not to say that, because it's not really the relevant issue. I think the issue is, can I stay with you or not? And the reasons why she needs to stay with you to a certain extent are nearly irrelevant. Even if she decided she was going to get the house fumigated or she really wanted to change. And to a certain extent, I think we have the notion that if a situation is dire enough that it ups the ante, and maybe it doesn't, maybe it doesn't. But the answer is still either yes or no, that it's either you can stand under these circumstances for this amount of time or you can't, regardless of what people tell you the reason is. So I think you were wise to not necessarily share your perception that, well, you're just having a bad moment and, you've always said your marriage is fine and so you can't come. Because I mean, it's really not up to you to judge her motives. It's up to you to decide that it's okay for her to come or not come, regardless of her motives. So I think you're wise to not do that. All right, so that was 5 years ago. So what happened?
Okay, so what happened was this weekend, she had never really said anything about it after that point.
Did the friendship continue?
Yes, the friendship continued.
Okay.
We were kind of long distance, so we wouldn't see each other real often, but when we did, we were really good friends,
I'd be a little surprised, to be quite honest, but, I hear that. Just because I think it's hard to ask somebody for a favor, and I think whenever we ask for a favor, we sort of know that it is a favor, and so there's a possibility we'd be turned down. But, I think that the expectation is, I wouldn't ask if I didn't think there was some likelihood. So did you offer her, gee, I'll help you out financially or, we can talk about this or anything, or you just, there was no follow-up to this?
Unfortunately, I was going through a real bad time myself, very hard time during that time by myself, both financially and emotionally. I was coming out of a bad divorce. And unfortunately, I wasn't in any position to have helped her.
Okay. Did you tell her that?
Well, no, I did not tell her that because I think she viewed being able to help her as being, you know, letting her move into my home. And I was, I would have been willing to, and I feel like I would have been willing to let her move into my home if I had felt like, and, you know, what she said, it didn't matter. But in my eyes, if she really needed a place to go, you know, if she was going to be out on the street or, you know, but then as I didn't feel it was a true need, and it was really going to, you know, upset my life. My house was not in very good condition at that time. I've been trying to keep it up myself. And so I would have said yes if I'd have felt like that she really needed a place to go. I mean, I would have never turned her down if I thought it was a matter of she didn't have a place to sleep.
Did she have a place to sleep?
Oh yeah. She was wanting to leave her husband.
I get that, but did she, so, all right, well, bring me forward, and then if I have to, I can go back and get some clarity. All right, so she said, can I come and stay with you? You said, no, you really can't. Did she ask for an explanation, or when you said no, you didn't offer one, and she didn't ask for one?
You know, it had been so long ago that I have kind of forgotten exactly what I said, but from what she told me, and I don't feel like she would say if it wasn't true, she remembered me telling her that, no, I didn't think it would be a good idea, that I'd had a friend move in with me before and it turned out to be a really bad situation. I do remember, you know, talking to her about some of the things she was saying was going on, which, you know, like I say, in my eyes, it seemed like just very minor marriage problems. And what I ended up doing was just telling her how I thought that, you know, if there's any way you can keep your family intact, it's worth the fight, because I just kind of came out of the opposite. You know, so it was like my family was completely split up because of divorce.
Okay. So, all right. So you, the friendship was not particularly affected by this. So it sounds like something has happened fairly recently. Yes.
Well, no, I don't think so. She texted me about it, and she said, I have been something in the neighborhood, you know, where I've been thinking of all the great people in my life. I always thought you were a really good friend, and just that she told me that she just never forgave me for that, and that she just decided that if I'd have been a true friend to her, that I would have let her move in, and basically she wants to end the friendship because she feels like that I wasn't far there for her the way.
Okay, let me stop you for just a minute. We'll come back. And tell me, tell me two things. What your perception has been for the last 5 years and what your feelings are now. And we'll walk it through together, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals,
BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we are talking with Betty, who got in kind of a tricky situation with a friend of 10 years, about 5 years ago, where her friend said, "Can I come and stay with you?" And Betty was going through a tough time in her life. And she also thought that her friend's reason for needing a place to stay were kind of flimsy. So she said, "No, I don't think it'll work out very well." So I guess I have a couple of questions, Betty. The first is, what prompted your friend at this moment? Because, you know, I could understand if she said 5 minutes after you said that, "I don't think I want to be friends anymore." But why has it taken her 5 years to decide she's not happy with you? Do you have any idea?
You know, I really don't have any idea from what she said. You know, she has other people in her life and, you know, other great people in her life. And she got to thinking about it and realized that for me to have said, though, that I just wasn't the friend that she thought that I was.
Well, but, I get that, but why did it take her 5 years to sort that out? So that's the first thing that I would probably, regardless, we'll go to the second part and then we can come back to this. But I think it's perfectly legit to say, you know, to pick up the phone and call her and say, look, it was a tough time for both of us. But, you know, why now? What's the issue now? Just out of curiosity, because obviously for something to have changed, something's changed. And you could say, well, it's been marinating for all these years, and I wouldn't disagree about it, but something's clearly triggered this, and we don't know what it is. And as the issue with a lot of things, if you don't know what the problem is, it's very hard to figure out exactly what the solution is. But so it's a legitimate thing to say, okay, I get it. I get that you're not happy. Why now? But I guess before we do that, let's go to part two, which is, what do you want at this moment?
I guess it makes me very sad that we've been friends for so many years, and then, you know, to think that she won't be my friend in the future. We have kind of, I think, over the years, grown our separate ways, and so I don't know. I guess it's for whatever reason, and I don't really understand this either. It's always really bothered me when I thought somebody was angry with me. I mean, it would really upset me no matter who. And I guess it really makes me feel bad because I feel like that for her to have asked me to move into my house, I feel like that really that was too much to ask. I mean, considering that she didn't really have a real need. And
well,
so,
but wait. All right, let's start there, Anna, because I would have probably taken you back to that moment. But now that you went there, let's do that. You don't really know what goes on in somebody else's head or heart. And that's what you heard even before we got to this point, that I was trying to back you away from trying to evaluate somebody else's need. Say, well, and there are ways of doing that. There are ways of saying, look, it's really a tough time for me. And I'd rather you use me as the default position. So if you can't find anybody else and you have no place to go, then give me a call. And that's not an unreasonable thing to do. But you can never say to somebody, I don't think the problem's that great. Because what's a great problem for you and a great problem for somebody else may not have an overlap. So you need to be careful about that. And as I said, even before we got to this point, I was backing you off that idea that, well, it wasn't that big a deal. For her, it was.
Yes.
And I think we just have to assume that it was for her because she wouldn't have asked if it's not. All right. So the point is, I think you just have to accept that at face value. It may not have been what you would have viewed as a big deal, but it was for her. And you can't go around sort of saying to somebody, well, it's not that big a deal, because that's a way to start a war. All right. So
now just to make sure I'm clear, at the time that she asked, I did not. You know, I was very sympathetic with her.
You still said no.
Yeah.
So and that's her whole thing is, look, what I came to you, and most people, as I said, most people don't ask. I don't know anything about her, and there certainly are people that, you know, will borrow money when they want to go on a vacation as opposed to need food. I mean, they're different people who have different definitions of what's, you know, what a real problem is. So, but I think we still can't go around saying to people, you know, if it's, you know, I don't think it's a big enough problem for me to respond. You just can't do that, because you're going to get into a war with somebody where you'll never win, because you just aren't, one person cannot evaluate what a problem is for another person. We just can't do it. So that's what I'm backing you off of. But go ahead.
Now, I also thought, whenever she told me that, I also thought, you know, like that I've come out of bad divorce. And I was also really genuinely afraid for her that if she did leave, that her marriage would end up splitting up.
Not your issue. You can't do that. What you can say, and what you could have said at the time, and what you can say now, is that, listen, I sort of felt like if I'd given you a place to stay, that I would have contributed to the breakup of your marriage. And I was just going through such a, you know, my marriage was splitting up, and I felt so terrible about it at the time that I think it influenced not so much that you're not my friend, not so much anything else, except I just was fearful that by giving you an out, I was contributing to the breakup of a marriage. And I had felt it so profoundly in my case, I didn't want to do it in yours. And but that's a different statement than what you're saying. You're saying, well, it's not that big a deal. You're not allowed to do that. What you can say is, I didn't want to contribute because I just felt so devastated by the breakup of my own marriage that I just sort of felt like, you know, I couldn't, you know, and it may have been the wrong decision, and I may not. Is she still married to this dude or not?
Yes, she is still married, and when this happened, I did, you know, apologize, and I told her, you know, that I was still very sorry, and I told her my true reasons for doing it, you know, just exactly that, you know, that I just, you know, I felt like that she was just going through a rough time. I mean, so I did apologize, and I told her, you know, that I wish that I had done it differently, and that the main thing I really regretted was not trying to talk to her more about it, you know, instead of just thinking, oh, well, she's, you know, got this minor.
Okay. Then I think, I mean, so you can hear that I'm trying to, and I think you're wisely taking a different tack. You can't say to her, I didn't think it was that big a deal. Or you said you could say I sort of underestimated, but what you can say, which I think is very honest and perhaps will resonate with her, is to be quite honest, you know, I was going through such a terrible time myself, I don't think I could see your situation as clearly as I wish I had, that I was so overcome with my own grief about the end of my marriage that I figured by giving you a place to live, I was contributing to the breakup of your marriage, and I just couldn't in conscience do that. And if you're saying that I was figuring out my own, you know, I was looking at the world through my own grief, you're absolutely correct. And if I had it to do again, I don't know that I would do it differently, but I would certainly wish I could be a better friend. And then I would say, look, I can certainly understand your frustration with me, and I would love to talk about this. I would hate to miss you I would hate to lose you as a friend. And, you know, if I can make it up to you or if we can go forward from this, I would like to. But I think that's all you can really do at this moment. Again, we don't know why now. And my guess is that it has something to do, there's something going on here. And if you can find that out, but I would do the apology first. I would do I was looking at the world through a distortion because of my own misery. I sort of honestly felt that if I said yes, even though you're my friend, that I would have been contributing to the breakup of your marriage, and I didn't want to inflict on you what I sort of felt I inflicted on myself or whatever. But so, you know, I apologize for not being there in a way that made some sense to you. I couldn't get on my own way on this one, number one. Number two, I would hate to lose our friendship because I really value you. And number three, I'm just curious about why now, why it's such a difficult thing. Why the kind of sense that you want to let go of it now? It may be that she's sick. I don't know. But I would do those three things. I would probably do it if at all possible at a phone call. I would do it face to face if you could. But it sounds like that's just not feasible. And I think a phone call is better than an email because you're going to get much more data. But number one is I couldn't get on my own way. I was seeing life through my own misery. You know, I wish I could have been a better friend. I don't want to lose you as a friend. And can you tell me why it's coming up now? Okay?
Okay. Okay, that sounds right.
But understand, the most interesting thing to me is not that she's unhappy with you, because that seems to me pretty predictable. But why now? Why did it take 5 years to come to a head? And that's, to me, the kind of interesting part, because something's clearly changed. And I have no idea what, neither do you. And if you can find that out, you'll probably have a little bit more latitude about how to negotiate.
Yes. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. I appreciate it.
Okay, call me back if you need me. 855-993.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Before I forget, Gene, I'll be with you in 1 second. I am hosting a luncheon. I'm actually, I think, the moderator for a panel on this Thursday for Inwood House, which is a charity that deals with teenage moms. So if you've got some extra time and some extra cash, you want to, I don't get paid anything for it, but check out my website and you can check it out. I'll be there on Thursday. Jane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, Jane. How am I to help you?
Okay, I have, and thank you for taking my call. I have a situation that I need some help with.
Okay.
My husband and I are getting a divorce. It's been going on for quite a long time, and it's come to a head now, and I need some help in how I can tell my children.
Okay. How long have you guys been married?
26 years.
So your kids are not babies?
No, 13, 16, and 23.
13, you said 16 and 23?
Yes. And if you don't mind, if I give you a little bit of background.
Please go right ahead.
Okay. The situation is that we've been pretty unhappy for quite a long time, but we've been holding it together. A lot of it has to do with financial problems, but we probably in the last, since 2008, was the first time my husband actually said that he wanted a divorce. And the kids don't know anything per se from us, but we think that it's a very small town, and we think that there could be a possibility that, I think there could be a possibility that they might have heard something.
Is there adultery involved?
Well, what happened is that there wasn't any. It's a long story, but I have not done anything at all. And okay. My husband said that he hasn't done anything, but I just recently found out, I discovered that quite by accident, that he has really been having a very emotionally invested relationship with someone that I know very well, who lives in this town, who's a good friend, and also the parent of one of my children's best friends. And she's also just recently gone through a divorce. The couple was very good friends with us. And he says it's only emotional support. I don't really know.
I mean, this is what, the 13-year-old or the 16-year-old?
16.
Is 16-year-old a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Think about who you were at 16 and how you felt about your mom.
My daughter and I have a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, but listen, if your daughter had any suspicion, my guess is that she would come to you and say, Mom, either what's going on here or there's rumors.
Yes, I don't think they know anything.
I don't think they know anything.
This.
Yeah, I think that's...
I do think they know that there's something wrong with Mom and Dad.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going to know.
Right.
Look, you're talking about 2008 he asked for a divorce. Why did he want a divorce in 2008, number one?
He went through... he said we never should have gotten married. It was just an awful situation.
Hey, no, all right. What happened for him? Are you able to pinpoint?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Go ahead.
What happened is that his dad passed away.
Okay. Very common phenomenon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they discovered that his dad had a relationship with some other woman, and they never knew about it until after he passed away.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he said that he doesn't want to end up being unhappy.
Yeah, life is too short. Yeah, and understand that even if his dad hadn't had a relationship, the death of a parent, especially dads and sons, but sometimes both, just, you know, the person that you're sort of trying to keep up appearances for, the person you feel that you have to prove that you're okay, it can be both liberating and terrifying, which is kind of an unpleasant combination. But if you think about it, it's been 7 years since then, and he's still with you. So do you, let me just get some more background, and don't worry, we're going to run out of the end of this hour, but we'll have another hour, so we'll get everything taken care of. All right, so here's the deal. What do you want at this moment?
There is absolutely no way I want to continue being married to this person.
Okay.
I mean, he's really, this was just the last straw.
Okay.
If I
were going to ask you, not necessarily what you tell your kids, but if you and I were talking, you know, on the phone or over a cup of coffee, why do you want out of this? And why now? Because, I mean, he said 7 years ago that he didn't want to be there. So what kept you in this relationship?
When he said that, I said, look, let's seek counseling. I mean, I've been listening to you for a long time. So I said, let's seek counseling. Let's talk about it. Let's you know, let's try and see if we can work it out. I mean, we've been married for a long time.
Yep.
We have
okay.
three beautiful children. So I made all the arrangements. He came, but when we went in to see the two different therapists, he went in with, I don't think we ever should have gotten married, instead of trying to be invested in.
Let me just say one thing, and this is really not fussing at you. It's just a general kind of thing. When one person wants out of the relationship, it's not investment of therapy is a waste of time and money. What you want therapy is when both people are feeling like it's not quite workable, but we'd like to see if we can't make it work out. Somebody's saying, I'm out of here. I never wanted to be here. They may need to be in personal therapy. You may need to be in individual counseling. But there's no marriage to work on because one person's got their foot out the door. And that's not viable. You work on a marriage.
But he wasn't leaving.
Well, that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Yeah. All right. So what's happened at this moment?
So what happened was, in order to... We knew this was coming. I mean, so after all that happened and we decided there was going to be no more therapy involved, we said,
how long ago was that?
3 years ago. I know this is terrible, ridiculous. But anyway, I said, of course, life was happening. My son was going to college. We had issues, you know, whatever. And then we decided we're going to scale down. We're going to sell our house. We're going to move on. We already had this, we were already making this decision.
Okay.
He was having a terrible, horrible time in his job. He wasn't doing well at all, and I was basically taking care of the family, supporting the family with my job, which is fine. I mean, but I don't, have a problem with that, but I know you've always said that when men don't have their finances in order,
it's a mess.
It's really devastating. Yeah. So I sort of was being just very patient, like a patient friend.
Right, but you were as far as you were just concerned, marriage is over. You were just saying you don't kick somebody when they're down. All right, I'll take care of. You don't really have any place to go, so we'll continue the marriage.
Well,
is that correct?
Yes, and in my head, I was thinking, maybe when he gets his finances back in order, he'll then say, you know what, I don't want to. I like to work on
this. Except his finances weren't a problem when he first wanted when he was first unhappy. All right, so let me put you on hold. Come back, and you write a script in your mind about what you want to tell each of the three kids, and we'll work on it together, right? I'll put you on hold. Be back. We'll be back with Jane in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.